Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russia says allegations its athletes report of a widespread doping and efforts to cover it up are groundless. It insists that its policies strictly adhered to those of the Global Anti-Doping Agency and of the International Olympic Committee. A Kremlin spokesman said Tuesday that evidence had not been presented to substantiate the claims. Meanwhile, the executive director of the Russian Anti-Doping Agency, Nikita Kamayev, acknowledged that there have been some issues. He says, I believe that problems obviously exist, but Russia is on a path to clear its name and change, and this is a trend recently. It's strange to talk about that for me, as if I'm praising myself, but according to objective facts, and we use statistics of changes, Russian anti-doping, based on the criteria suggested for the national agencies by the international agency itself, operate totally in accordance with the criteria and fight doping effectively enough. On Monday, a World Anti-Doping Agency Commission report implicated athletes, coaches, trainers, and doctors, as well as various Russian institutions. Militants shelled the coastal Syrian city of Latakia Tuesday, killing at least 16 and wounding 53, according to state media, in one of the deadliest attacks on the government stronghold in recent months. The state news agency Sana said the shells were fired by militants affiliated with the al-Qaeda's branch in Syria known as the Nusra Front. Syrian state TV said two shells hit near an area of Tashirin University on Tuesday afternoon. VOA News.